CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Israel and Hamas have traded accusations the day after a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release agreement was reached. CBS's Ramy Innocencio reports Israel has delayed final action on the deal.
We got a statement from the Prime Minister's office saying that Hamas reneged on parts of the deal, the claim there to extort last-minute concessions. Now, the discussion here from Israeli media is that this may have to do with which Palestinian detainees may be released in exchange for Israeli hostages.
The winds have died down in Southern California, a help for crews that are working to contain major fires. CBS's Andres Gutierrez is in heavily damaged Pacific Palisades.
It's very limited at who gets access to the neighborhoods because of the dangerous conditions. There are still down power lines. There's all this toxic debris that eventually has to get assessed by a hazmat crew and then eventually cleaned out. There are also lingering hot spots that fire crews are tending to.
Word just in this morning, the Milwaukee Brewers say baseball icon Bob Uecker has died. He was 90 years old. In Washington, CBS's Scott McFarlane reports it's another day of several Senate confirmation hearings for Trump cabinet picks.
There is a little bit of a method to the madness there. If you have all these hearings before Trump takes the oath, they're more positioned for votes and to get on the ground and hit the ground running when he gets into office. What's more, the more hearings you have at once, the harder it is for the opposition, for Democrats, to focus on any one of them and try to derail it.
Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody was picked today to fill out Marco Rubio's open Senate seats. He's the Trump choice for Secretary of State. Activity today outside the International Space Station. Our space consultant Bill Harwood's following it.
Two astronauts are working outside the International Space Station today. Nick Hague and Starliner pilot Sonny Williams have replaced a failing gyroscope assembly and are working to replace a contaminated docking sensor and service an X-ray telescope. This is the first U.S. spacewalk since an airlock water leak last summer, but everything's going smoothly this time around.
A new American Cancer Society report says the cancer mortality rate fell by 34% in the U.S. between 1991 and 2022. Health update now from CBS's Vicki Barker on Pope Francis.
The 88-year-old Pope had his right arm in a sling during his regular audiences this morning, the second time in a month that he's injured himself after an apparent fall. A Vatican spokesman says the sling was purely precautionary. The arm was bruised, not broken.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 38 points. The S&P is up 7. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A legend was lost. Bob Uecker, broadcaster of Brewers baseball and beloved entertainer, passed away at the age of 90 today. The Uke called games in Milwaukee for 54 years and spent a lot of time in southeastern Wisconsin, particularly in Racine, where boating kept him busy in the offseason. While some time was spent in Hollywood, his career was focused on the Brewers.
Now and in there, one ball and the strikes. Swing and a drive to right and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here! Gone for Daniel Vogelbach. He just hit a walk-off grand slam home run. And he has put the Brewers
in a statement, the team said Uecker had small cell lung cancer since early 2023. Bob Uecker was born in Milwaukee and signed his first contract with the Braves in 1956. The final game he called was on October 3rd in a 4-2 loss against the Mets in Game 3 of the team's wildcard series. The Racine Family YMCA announced yesterday the appointment of Tamara Coleman as their new chief executive officer. Coleman previously led the Shalom Center in Kenosha. The 148-year-old Racine organization, which operates multiple facilities in Racine County, selected Coleman after a thorough search process conducted with neighboring YMCAs. And that's news on WRJN. More about the passing of Bob Uecker coming up in sports.
The Bucks win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks at home against the Orlando Magic. Milwaukee with another hot start, scoring 19 points in the first quarter on the way to a 122-93 win over the Magic. The Bucks have now won four of their last five. Damian Lillard led with 30 points.
Just over this last five or six games, I think we've definitely been putting the type of efforts together that we need to, regardless if it's home or on the road. You know, we're starting to feel what it's like when we do what we're supposed to do.
The Bucks host the Raptors tomorrow night at 7. NFL, the Packers' Matt LaFleur will have to hire a new quarterback's coach. At age 71, Tom Clements has decided to retire after 14 seasons overall in Green Bay.
Man, it's been a cool ride with him for the last 3 years. He's incredibly consistent. What a great man, great mind. Obviously, he's had the opportunity to coach some of the best. I mean, when you talk about Favre, Rodgers, and then the development of Jordan Love. I mean, that's pretty cool.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
More clouds than sunshine today and mild. High temperatures climb above freezing to the mid-30s. But it's breezy, with winds out of the northwest gusting up to 30 miles per hour. We'll switch out of the south by tonight, warming us up tomorrow to highs flirting with 40. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 35.
Timeless hits, WRJN. Badgers playing Saturday against USC. We'll keep you posted on the game status here on WRJN.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. How things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday when your head is much lighter. Someday.
child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
Thank you. Care what you say, you put a harmonica in a slow song like that and you're gonna be sad. What a sad song, but a good song from the Shy Lights. Old Girl on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus, another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget on the way, 145-ish. A heads up, because you might want to get your errands run today or tomorrow, maybe even Saturday. But by Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, it's going to get really cold. I mean, the normal high temperature is around 30. And Monday, the high temperature will be -1. At least that's what they're predicting, right around zero. So do your outside stuff, errand running, etc., today, tomorrow, or Saturday. Just a heads up from the station that's been around for over 98 years, WRJN.
when you cheer on and celebrate the green and gold, be sure to have O&H Danish Bakery's frozen tundra kringle on hand. O&H's famous kringle pastry has a delicious filling of cheesehead cream cheese and dark chocolate tundra chunks. It's perfect for your game time gathering and is absolutely delicious. It disappears fast, so you may want to pick up an extra. Show and share your team spirit with O&H Danish Bakery's frozen tundra kringle. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Did you know that 1 in 4 people seeking treatment for ED are under 40? HIMS can help. Get started at HIMS.com/joy. Through HIMS.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds through a 100% online process. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to hims.com/joy.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Love.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. You don't have to wait a million years to hear a good song here. They're all gems. Here's the Grassroots. I'd wait a million years, WRJN.
We'll be right back.
news and timeless hits, WRJN. Okay, there's stuff happening out there. And to give you this update, Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A legend was lost. Bob Uecker, broadcaster of Brewers baseball and beloved entertainer, passed away at the age of 90 today. The Uke called games in Milwaukee for 54 years and spent a lot of time in southeastern Wisconsin, particularly in Racine, where boating and fishing kept him busy in the offseason. While some time was spent in Hollywood, his career was focused on the Brewers.
Back now and in there, one ball and the strikes. Swing!
In a statement, the team said Uecker had small cell lung cancer since early 2023. Bob Uecker was born in Milwaukee and signed his first contract with the Braves in 1956. The final game he called was on October 3rd in a 4-2 loss against the Mets in Game 3 of the team's wildcard series. After a month of tech problems, Racine Unified is finally bringing its schools back online this week. The outages, which started in mid-December, impacted internet and IT systems. As schools return to normal operations, the district hasn't said what the problem was. Earlier this week, the RUSD board voted to put a $190 million referendum question on the April ballot. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Clouds, then sunshine today and mild. High temperatures climb above freezing to the mid-30s. But it's breezy, with winds out of the northwest gusting up to 30 miles per hour. We'll switch out of the south by tonight, warming us up tomorrow to highs flirting with 40. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 35.
Dragging the line. La la la.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Sad news to report. If you didn't hear already, Stuart J. Waddles has been reporting on this today. Bob Uecker passed away at the age of 90. What a wonderful ambassador for the state of Wisconsin and for the Milwaukee Brewers in particular. He was a very beloved person. I had the opportunity to meet him many times when I was just starting out in the business, and he treated me like I was a veteran, like I was a member of the ball club. He's just a great guy. Bob Uecker passed away at the age of 90. And Mike Clemens on sports will have more information, as will Stuart J. Waddles, as the day goes on here on WRJN.
news, timeless hits, WRJN. Monday, cool song by the Mamas and Papas. What's it about? I asked John Phillips that.
I don't still don't know what Monday's about. Do you? Is it about a girl? Is it about a day? Is it about a feeling? I have no idea.
Has no idea what the song that he wrote is about. Well, it was the 60s. WRJN.
Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me. Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way. Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, Monday, can't trust that day. Stay. Oh, Monday.
Blues, Timeless Hits, WRJN. And Peter Noon, Herman's Hermits. They're coming to the Genesee Theater in Waukegan February 28th in concert with the Association, who did Cherish and Never My Love and Windy. And yes, we have tickets, and yes, we're giving them away. Keep listening for how you can win them and when you can win them from WRJN.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah. Well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a ham. Hey, you need a traveling band. Take me to the hotel. Baggage going nowhere. Come on, come on. Won't you get me to my room? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah. Well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a ham. Hey, you need a traveling band. Listen to the radio. Talking about the last show. Someone got excited. Had to call a state militia. Won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah. Well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a ham. Hey, you need a traveling band. Wow!
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
Yeah. don't you want to go? I'm going to some place where I've never been before. I'm going where the water tastes like wine. I'm going where the water tastes like wine. We can jump in the water, stay drunk all the time.
Timeless hits and WRJN.
Come on, this loop, John B. My grandfather and me. Around Nassau Town, we did roam. Drinking all night. Got into a fight. Well, I feel so broken. Stop the John B. said.
this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Secretary of